I like their coach. I like the fight they have on the defensive side of the ball. But I'm telling you, if their offense puts up more than 7 points, I'll be shocked. And if they get a field goal, I think that's probably a good offensive performance. I think LSU defensively should be able to shut them down. And I think the defense for New Mexico is impressed with the fight. They just don't have the horses. And I think LSU, this is a perfect game for them to get right, to kind of get a comfortable lead, to get some backups in the second half. That's what always makes me nervous in these high point spread games. Like, what is Brian Kelly going to do? Is he going to leave the starters in, you know, a little bit longer to get them more confidence, or is he going to bring in the backups? Ultimately, the reason I would just lay the 30 and a half, it probably doesn't matter. They could probably win by 4 touchdowns with their backups. New Mexico is one of the worst programs in the entire country right now, and I think you're going to see that on display in Baton Rouge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.